We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Earth Protecting Viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia Maria Trinidad Sanchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taberacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hoto, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the World Bank and Bulgaria signed an agreement on infrastructure renewal. In animal news, a Canadian study finds that orangutans communicate through charades. In community news, a motorcycle taxi service brings improvements to a disadvantaged area in Nairobi, Kenya. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 21st, is the International Day of Peace. Established in 1981 by the United Nations, it is an opportunity for individuals, groups, and countries to celebrate harmonious ways of living. This year's theme is Peace, Youth, and Development, accompanied by the slogan, Peace Equals Future. Millions are involved in events around the world, including concerts, forums, festivals, art shows, and school programs, as well as prayers and meditation. It is also a day of ceasefire, an occasion to make peace in all of our relationships, from personal to global. We wish everyone an uplifting International Day of Peace. May we soon be blessed with a planet filled with tranquility and love.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Pakistan. It has been nearly 2 months since unprecedented floods have inundated large swaths of the nation, with 1,600 people perished and about 20 million more homeless. In particular, the southern Sindh province was just struck by new floodwaters which left hundreds of thousands across 100 villages homeless in a matter of 4 days. The Pakistani government and international aid groups have been struggling to reach the afflicted, but in the ongoing disaster, still many have been in need of basic supplies.
As the UNO has also announced, this is the worst flood of the history, and the people are really, really, really needful at this time, and they are helpless here. They are helpless here, and they really need help. They really need food. They are at hunger. They are dying of diseases.
With heartfelt prayers for the flood victims, Supreme Master Qinghai donated a total of $115,000 in emergency aid, while asking that our association members, especially those with medical training, render assistance. She also asked for the delivery of sheltering tents for those with children and the elderly. With additional contributions from our worldwide association members, the combined $140,000 in funds could obtain approximately $2.5 million in materials in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living.
Covering their own travel and related expenses totaling $8,920, our association's relief teams from Formosa or Taiwan and Indonesia have been bringing food as well as medical services in some areas with the help of the local non-profit group All Green. The relief team from Indonesia traveled to the northwestern region of Charsada, where they worked with the Noble Aims Welfare Association to bring medical care and medicines to the ill and injured before making a large food delivery.
I would like to thank Supreme Master Qinghai on behalf of Pakistani peoples. One more thing from behalf of Pakistani peoples. Supreme Master, we love you. PVH, go green to save the planet. Thank you.
With appreciation to the Pakistani government, Noble Aims Welfare Association, All Green, and the Pakistani Red Crescent Society, we join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving and unconditional support, as well as our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. Our continued prayers for the safety and steady recovery of the Pakistani families, as we look forward to a more peaceful future when such catastrophes cease through the kinder lifestyles of humans everywhere.
In a response to our association's relief work in Pakistan, Supreme Master Qinghai sent the following message. I thank you so wholeheartedly, all of you, for your caring efforts to the much-suffered nation. May God bless you and protect the Pakistani people.
Northern India, deluged by deadly rains. Torrential rainfall over several days resulted in mudslides throughout Uttarakhand state, where at least 65 people sadly lost their lives since Saturday, September 18th, and 9 others are still reported missing. The landslides crumbled countless homes and an evacuation of 5,000 people was ordered, while the town of Nainital became inaccessible.
Highways and roads were also damaged by waters which stranded more than 5,000 travelers, and the state's schools and colleges were ordered to close their doors for at least 3 days. In many places, utilities such as water, electricity, and telecommunication were down or in need of repair. Uttarakhand State Governor Margaret Alva expressed her concern and has dispatched army and federal emergency crews on location to rescue and aid the afflicted.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please see if the Uttarakhand government needs more help, requesting also that they go, if possible, to assist those most in need, saying that funds for emergency aid are available as necessary.
We thank Governor Alva and all military and other personnel for your timely help, as our gratefulness goes also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted concern. It saddens us deeply to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the comfort of those afflicted by the severe rainfall and for humanity striving to restore the natural balance of our ecosystems.
Typhoon Phanipi makes landfall in Formosa or Taiwan. As the most severe to hit Formosa this year, the storm reached the island's east coast city of Hualien Sunday morning, September 19th, packing heavy rains and winds as high as 220 kilometers per hour. Early the day before, three people had perished in incidents related to the approaching storm, and by Sunday night, two Kaohsiung residents were reported missing, as 75 residents, primarily from Hualien, were injured as powerful winds uprooted trees, overturned vehicles, and shattered glass. Rains also set off flooding in downtown Kaohsiung, causing more than 63,000 households to lose power, as over 280 domestic and international flights were grounded and several highways blocked. To help alleviate concerns of this storm's impact, equaling that of Typhoon Morakot in 2009, which was the worst in 50 years, the government immediately deployed over 19,000 emergency workers to strengthen the embankments of 61 rivers at risk of overflowing and to evacuate some 10,500 vulnerable residents from across 13 counties and 53 townships.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members contact the Formosan officials and find out if any assistance is required, requesting that they also go, if possible, to help the storm-hit residents. Expressing her heartfelt sympathy, she added that funds are available for urgent needs.
Our appreciation, Formosan officials and personnel, for your work to ensure residents' safety, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. We pray that such intense conditions may soon be lessened with humanity's gentler regard of each other and the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Basque ETA Group seeks meeting with mediators to facilitate peace. 2 weeks after the Basque Homeland and Freedom, or ETA group, declared a ceasefire and declared their intention to pursue change through democratic means, the group has now announced a wish to meet with the international mediators who signed the Brussels Declaration in March and receive their assistance in reaching a diplomatic solution to conflict. Signatories to the Brussels Declaration, which include Nobel laureates F.W. de Klerk, John Hume, and Reverend Desmond Tutu, have previously made calls for the ETA to permanently disarm. Representatives of Sinn Féin, a political party in the United Kingdom's Northern Ireland, with links to the now disbanded Irish Republican Army, has also been working with the ETA to help them end conflict in Spain and has asked the Spanish government to engage in talks as well. Our accolades and appreciation, Basque Homeland and Freedom Group, as well as Brussels Declaration signatories and Sinn Féin for your expressed goodwill and efforts toward peace. Wishing you success in achieving stability and lasting harmonious relations for all in the Basque region and the entire Spanish country.
Rising popularity of vegetarian mooncakes. This year in Ao Lạc or Vietnam has seen a significant increase in requests for the vegetarian version of mooncakes, a traditional food item enjoyed during the Mid-Autumn or Moon Festival, which signifies the harvest time, and this year is celebrated on Wednesday, September 22nd. preference for the vegetarian mooncakes has been expressed for several reasons. First, they are found to be especially delicious, with a wide array of unique flavors available such as green tea, mung bean, vegetarian shrimp, vegetarian crab, and many others. Second, the price is very affordable. And third, they make an ideal gift since the vegetarian cakes are both healthy and suitable to everyone's taste. Thus, many companies in Aulac this year produced a full 50% of their mooncakes as vegetarian to meet the growing requests from the public. Displayed in many shop windows also is a banner to let people know, saying, "Special Vegetarian Mooncakes." Our accolades, Aulac, and the compassionate Aulacese or Vietnamese people, for your choice of the vibrant veg mooncake to celebrate the harvest time. Wishing everyone a memorable moon festival enjoyed with peaceful, plant-based fare.
42nd U.S. President heads for Being Veg. In a recent interview, prior to the annual meeting of his philanthropic endeavor, the Clinton Global Initiative, former President Bill Clinton discussed how the vegetarian diet helped him to lose 20 pounds for his daughter Chelsea's August wedding, even when he did not always have time for exercise. When the interviewer remarked that he continues to appear very fit, the former president shared that he's been keeping up with the strict diet, which is essentially vegan, and that maintaining his health for future grandchildren is a big motivator. Mr. Clinton cited statistics that since 1986, among the hundreds of people who have tried a plant-based diet, 82% have seen their bodies heal themselves, including the dissolving of arterial blockage as well as calcium deposits around the heart. He went on to say that tests to be conducted in a few months would confirm whether the diet is working to heal his body as well. Your Excellency, we laud your life-sustaining food choices. Blessed be such changes as yours in motivating many others toward the humane and health-restoring plant-based lifestyle.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.
Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food.
Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Man with no limbs swims the English Channel. Starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday, September 18th, from Folkestone, England in the United Kingdom, Frenchman Philippe Croizon arrived in Calais, France, just before 9:30 p.m. as the first quadruple amputee to successfully swim the 21 miles across the English Channel. Using specially designed flipper-shaped prosthetic legs, the 42-year-old Mr. Croizon, who lost all four limbs following a 1994 work-related electrical accident, had been training rigorously for the previous 2 years. Speaking of his decision to take on this challenge, Mr. Croizon stated that he was doing it for himself, but also in the hope of inspiring others toward overcoming difficulties. Upon completing the swim, Mr. Croizon was elated, saying, "I did it. I'm so happy. I can't believe it." A big bravo, Mr. Philippe Croizon, for your amazing achievement. We are both touched and inspired by your determined spirit, as we wish you many more such fulfilling accomplishments that bring joy to your life and the world.
Save our planet. Climate change is affecting bees and pollination. Professor James Thompson of the University of Toronto in Canada observed that pollination of some plants has dramatically decreased in the last 17 years, some by as much as 50%. His study in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, USA, is one of the longest ever observations of the pollination process. He comments that although bee numbers have declined, what was most crucial was that climate change has driven the plants and flowers to open at times that are no longer matched to when the bees emerge from hibernation to pollinate them.
Other insects vital to pollination, such as butterflies, have also suffered declines due to habitat loss and climate change. Professor James Thompson said, "This is sobering because it suggests that pollination is vulnerable even in a relatively pristine environment that is free of pesticides and human disturbance but still subject to climate change. Such a finding is especially alarming as one-third of the world's fruit and vegetables depend on pollinators, including bees, to flower and grow."
Our gratitude, Professor James Thompson, for this comprehensive study that reflects another aspect of the disturbing implications of climate change on our natural world. Let us turn toward conscientious decisions and concern for the environment that ease these conditions and restore our pristine planet.
During an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke about the important roles of all animal species, including the bees, while also noting their keen awareness of human-caused climate change and what must be done about it.
"It is almost too much to try to convey the importance of each and every inhabitant friend to the environment as a whole. The tiny bees contribute pollination that we could not replace. Not only for flowers, but vital food crops. We cannot replace their work even as a human. The animal friends are in many ways more aware of climate change than we are, because they are the ones on the front lines holding up nature's delicate web of life. They are also, sadly, the first-hand victims of global warming, as we have witnessed and discovered. They are in our hands, the humans' hands. They know that the solution lies not so much in words, but in daily actions. And the essential change that will be the most restorative for our world is to be vegan. That is the essence of what we need to stabilize the planet, to bless the world through our everyday benevolent actions, meaning be vegan."
Save Our Planet, Nigeria's Enugu State Green Project, a campaign to promote the planting of fruit and other types of trees for their beauty and fruit-bearing benefit, receives a donation of 10,000 seedlings from the Enugu South Africa Green Project Committee.
Save Our Planet, as part of the famous New York Fashion Week in the USA, the Green Shows Eco Fashion Week present collections from 10 designers committed to eco-friendly and socially responsible stylish clothing made from recycled items, vintage fabrics, and more.
Hi, I am Sombo the Sloth.
And I'm his brother, Samba. We're living happily with a raw vegan lifestyle.
Do you have a table that wobbles? Here's a tip to balance it.
First, determine which way it leans. Then place a wood sheen under the leg. Be sure to get a friend to help you if your table is heavy.
If you have a level, place it on the table and you can tell if it's even or not, and make adjustments if necessary.
Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In world news, the World Bank and Bulgaria signed an agreement on infrastructure renewal. The Memorandum of Understanding is to enhance cooperation on projects, including the increased maintenance and investment in roads and railways. World Bank's assistance will be combined by funds donated by the European Union and Development Organization. Our sincere appreciation, World Bank, European Union, and contributing groups. May your caring efforts bring great benefits to the nation of Bulgaria and all its fine citizens.
In animal news, a Canadian study finds that orangutans communicate through charades. Dr. Anne Russon and colleagues at York University, Toronto, discovered that great apes take part in many dramatic performances. The scientists believe the purpose of the acting out is usually to explain previous communication that had not been understood. Also, it may be to show to others a situation that has occurred in the past. For example, a female orangutan reenacted how an individual had helped treat her foot to be healed a week after she had recovered. The research was published in the Royal Society journal Biology. It was based on 20 years of earlier data of orangutans in Borneo. Our thankfulness, Dr. Anne Russon and colleagues, for highlighting the playfulness of our intelligent great ape friends. May the beautiful orangutans flourish in safety, free to develop their wonderful innate talents. Up next on Noteworthy News, a local taxi service in Kenya provides transportation via motorcycles. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs, and we'll be right back. More good tiding news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conducive news for a favorable world. In community news, motorcycle taxi bring improvements to a disadvantaged area in Nairobi, Kenya. Started by three local youths, the two-wheeled service provides transportation and safety to the passengers. At the same time, it offers drivers a means of earning a livelihood. Musina, one of the innovators of the business, said, "At first, people weren't comfortable with riding the motorcycles, but after we became many, people got used to it." Congratulations, Musina and fellow entrepreneurs, on your successful enterprise. May employment creations such as this one help to enhance the lives of many on a sustainable earth.
Let's enjoy some humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai, told in Indonesian. It is entitled Headline.
Seorang remaja putra sedang belajar mempersingkat berita menjadi judul berita yang sederhana. Beritanya berbunyi, orang buta sekarang memiliki harapan besar untuk sembuh dengan biokornea. Versi yang dipersingkat, orang buta berharap sembuh dengan biokornea. Editor, masih terlalu bertele-tele. Versi terakhir bocah itu, tidak ada harapan untuk biokornea.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Thank you for showing the stars of Charlotte's Web on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Such sweet animals. John.
Greetings, John. Nice to hear from you. The stars of Charlotte's Web are certainly delightful, just like each precious one of our sweet animal co-inhabitants. May the time soon come that we live in harmony and friendship with these charming and loving beings. All our best wishes and heaven's blessing.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be graced with love from the divine. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ethiopia's Protection of Basic Services project, which began in 2006, has improved the lives of over 70 million Ethiopians in rural areas through increased child immunizations and access to clean drinking water.
known for creating both attractive and practical homes. Michigan USA designer Eric Charles Jerrigans volunteers his 25 years of experience in remodeling a women's shelter in Grand Rapids to improve the lives of the residents there.
The Palestinian Civil Society calls on the European Union to resume dialogue with the Hamas group to help restore unity to the Hamas and Fatah parties and the Palestinian people.
Egyptian Trade Minister Rashid Mohammed Rashid reports that his country, which is also the world's largest wheat importer, has secured sufficient grain to provide for this year's nutritional needs.
Sri Lanka's Bureau of Foreign Employment allocates funding to build houses for migrant workers who become paralyzed or otherwise disabled in their work abroad, so they can be provided with a place to live upon their return to their homeland.
Iran agrees to reduce the prison sentences for 7 members of the country's Baha'i religious minority by half, from 20 years to 10, while the United States and international human rights groups continue to call for their release.
The United Nations Children Fund, or UNICEF, and the World Health Organization are expanding a program in rural Zambia that distributes all the medicines needed to protect the health of HIV-positive mothers and prevent the passing of the virus to their babies.
To commemorate International Peace Day, a 50-piece orchestra comprising many nationalities, including Greek Cypriots and a Turkish Cypriot, conducts a concert in the Nicosia International Airport, located in the UN zone between northern and southern Cyprus.
A new air-conditioned shopping center that also includes a supermarket opens in the Gaza Strip, Palestine, providing customers with a range of products at affordable prices.
With a 95% graduate employment rate, Northwest China's Tongxin School of Arabic Language trains students for the increasingly popular vocation of Arabic translation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.